good no more.
99.9 Radio USA, Jared Neiman's Lover. It's 6:50. It is 39 degrees. It's me, Scott Hansen. Great music on the way from Kenny Chesney. His new one is coming up. And back to school today for lots of kids. Most kids today, some kids tomorrow. So watch out for the kids at the school bus stop. And, of course, watch out for the school buses this morning. Right now, let's get weird on the weird news. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. I like this story. I like the whole idea of it. A frisky South Carolina couple got a little too homey, shall we say, at the Home Depot. Emily Craig, age 20, and Sean Bowden, age 31, apparently got all worked up by the home improvement items and couldn't wait to get back to their own home, so they went into an outdoor display shed at the Home Depot, closed the door, and they got cozy with each other. Well, someone at the store noticed their antics and called police. Police came and opened the door and found the couple in mid-rendezvous, shall we say. Well, they were both arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, public nuisance, and indecent exposure. Well, at least they went into the shed and closed the door, you know. How about this one? A Washington man definitely gave it his best shot when he allegedly tried to get marijuana into a county jail. He attached it to an arrow and he launched the arrow at the jail's second floor. A county sheriff's office employee saw David Wayne Jordan get out of his pickup and use a bow to send an arrow toward the jail's second floor recreation area. But unfortunately, he wasn't a very good shot. He missed his target. The arrow landed on the roof. Well, he told deputies that he was squirrel hunting, but he couldn't explain why he needed to attach marijuana to the arrow to bag a squirrel. He was arrested for investigation of introducing contraband to a corrections facility, also resisting arrest and obstructing. How about this one? A man in Canada was arrested for drunk driving after he pulled a George Jones, shall we say. Cops found him tooling down the street on a riding lawnmower. An off-duty officer in Mitchell, Ontario, spotted the 64-year-old man, whose name was not released, driving the riding lawnmower in the middle of a public street. Well, the man allegedly displayed signs of impairment, and he failed two breath tests given by officers called to the scene. He is scheduled to appear in court later this month on charges of impaired driving and driving while disqualified. Obviously, his license was taken away, so he rode the riding lawnmower to... I think he was going to the liquor store like George Jones was. I don't know. There's your weird news this morning at 6:53.
Where are you focused on your...